Hello, everyone. I am Amber Irwin with Social Speak Network, and we are helping moms start a freelance business. Maybe you have a side hustle, maybe you have something, a dream that you are ready to take it on your full-time gig. And so we've started this Mompreneur series to interview some amazing mothers and business owners to help inspire you and get started doing what you love to do. And today I am so excited to be interviewing Miss Teresa. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, Amber. Thank you again for having me on today. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Well, my name is Teresa Lipsy, and I have been an entrepreneur now for 13 years alongside my husband, with my husband, Eric. And I was born and raised in a small town in Kansas, but I've always had that entrepreneur spirit. My mother and father were both entrepreneurs, so they're both business owners. And so that sort of instilled in me that freedom and that ability to be able to call your day and do what you wish and fight for your dreams and that sort of thing. So I've always had that. I guess I could say I've had it in my blood. Long story short, I guess I went to college and I received my interior design degree in 2001 and moved out to Colorado. And shortly, just a few years after that, I decided to start my own business, my own interior design business. And since then, I'm still doing that. But my husband and I, of course, as you know, we also run another company that we do together. And we also have an 8-year-old daughter. So I know I left a lot out, but that's why we're doing that, right?
So the one thing I love about you the most, Teresa, is that you and Eric have, you've been able to follow your dreams, and your interior designing, like, your style is amazing. I love seeing the pictures. But
Thank you. You
and Eric work so well together. And I don't, you know, not very many married couples can work successfully together for as long as you guys have. I mean, Yes. How did you guys first go into business together and think that was a good idea?
Well, to go back to 2000 and two, after we got married, we were both very unhappy with what we were doing during that time after we shortly met. And Eric was in the Air Force during that time doing HR, and I was I was a mortgage broker. And really, it just came down to that part of your life when you realize that you're meant for so much more, and it just burns inside of you that, you know, I have this gift and I have this passion, and so does he. And we sort of just slowly took a look at that picture of what we were painting for our lives together and realized that, you know what are we waiting for? We don't have a kid yet, and we love each other, we like each other. And it was really Eric that sort of pushed me over that edge of, hey, let's just start your business. You're so miserable. Let's get you out. And at that time, he became a realtor. And so he was a realtor. And then I decided to start my own company. And since then, it's just been, you know, up and down, as always.
Yes.
But we don't have any regrets starting our journey towards entrepreneurship and freedom, financial freedom.
Yeah. And that's huge, because you guys, I'm sure, have learned a ton of what to do and what not to do over the past years. So tell us about, what are you guys doing right now? Like, what is creating that freedom for you right now?
Right now, what's creating the freedom for us is literally our ability to choose what it is that we want to accomplish and going towards that and moving forward that goal every single day. We literally take, I mean, a lot of people can, I'm sure, can relate, but when you choose this path, I'm sure you can relate, Amber, we've known each other for a long time. Stories and evolution of what's next. You know, you get into something and it's not, for us, it didn't work out the way we thought it would. Right. So you sort of have to pivot and become aware of, okay, well, let's not do this next time, or let's not go into business with that wrong person next time, or let's not, you know, spend thousands of dollars on this next time. So it's literally like creating all these opportunities for lessons and education and insight. I'm sorry about that. So as far as right now goes, our freedom is that choice. Again, it's coming slowing down and realizing that we get this choice every day, and we get to follow our dreams and help others follow their dreams with Ventra.
Yes.
And of course, my interior design business is more fun for sure. It's more artistic and it's still my passion. But
yeah.
What we're building and creating together with Ventra is very powerful and exciting, and people are loving it. And so yeah, that's pretty much what we're doing right now.
Tell us a little bit more about this Ventra.
So Eric and I, we've owned a few businesses, as you know. We've owned a couple fashion boutiques, and we owned real estate for a while, and a maintenance company, and a couple other things. So when we were going through this period of trying to build your business and grow your business and try to attract people to your business, we just learned a lot of things about, and of course you can relate, just how to properly grow it and grow it in a sustainable way to where you don't have to worry if, let's just say again, the market crashes, you know, God forbid, but it did happen to us and we did live through it, and we pushed towards, you know, we pivoted and pushed towards new goals and new business ideas because of those things.
Yeah.
So Ventra basically became, or is now, a solution-oriented organization where we focus on how to help small business owners thrive in their business, and not just them for themselves, but to come together as a community, as an entrepreneurial community, and figure out ways how we can help each other and be there for each other. Thank you. So we do have our own app as well. It's called the Ventra Loyalty App.
Okay.
We launched that last year, and then we also host a Synergy Meetup. So right now we're at 9 different locations around the Denver area. And these are sort of like a cross between a networking event / masterminding. So we only want 12 to 15 people to show up at once so that we can really focus on that quality relationship and get to know each other, ask questions, get feedback and insight. And if people wanted to show up and just vent, because, you know, sometimes we need that, right? When you're an entrepreneur, you go to these extreme high moments and then come back down, and you just need that shoulder, or you need that information that's going to help you get to that next step. So, and then also, we also have the magazine, the Ventra Magazine, which I also do. I'm in charge of, I'm editor-in-chief of, and that's a quarterly magazine as well. So we have a lot going on. We're always thinking of ways to make Ventra better for our members, and also ask them how and what we can do to make their whole experience better for the organization as well.
Yeah. So now with Ventra, I mean, you and Eric are only you and Eric, and you guys can do a lot, but you can't do everything. Did you guys early on say, okay, we need a team, or we're going to do it all? And like, what was that process of creating a team?
We're still in the process. We have brought on a couple of people over the past couple of years just to sort of try it out and see how that goes. It hasn't worked out yet until now. We just recently are looking for people to bring on the team, more of an internship basis, to raise our brand awareness and to get, of course, more people to know about Ventra and what we're creating together. And so far the last couple of years it has just been Eric and I, but again, everything that we've gone through and that we've learned together, we're best friends, we're business partners, we're confidants for each other, we're each other's rock sometimes, and there's really nobody else I would trust to be a business partner. And I think the same goes for him as well. Yeah. We did recently bring on a business partner, which we're really excited about. And he's going to be very instrumental into helping growing our brand. So we're really excited about that. So we are moving. So this is going to be exciting. I think the last 6 months of this year is going to be really exciting. A lot of change and growth is going to happen. So
I love it. And that's you know, because you guys are our husband and wife, and you guys have worked together for so long, you know that you guys are able to play off of each other's strengths and weaknesses, and you know each other so well, obviously. But then bringing on, creating that team, I mean, I know for Caitlin and I, just working together for 10 years and creating a team, those different, you know, just personalities and those traits and the mm-hmm. core values. I mean, that's a big thing to look at as you're creating a team to help make this a huge success.
You are exactly right. It's probably the most difficult thing. It almost gives me like this anxiety in my stomach because, you know, this is your baby, like other than your real baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's also your other baby. And, you know, we went through a lot of expensive, costly, experiences to get where we are today. So to bring on the right people, not only do they need to know your vision and understand your mission, they have to obviously communicate. They have to be respectful. They have to have some sort of business sense. I mean, we're looking for salespeople, so they have to obviously be good at what they're doing, or as far as sales goes, obviously. But you have to have that character and that respect. And it's just very important when you're bringing on a team of people, because when when you get to that point where you have that perfect team, that's really another good way to attract those investors that you're going to be needing or wanting to sort of get to that next level.
Yes. Yeah. That's a whole process.
Oh yes.
Yes. So your daughter is 8 now.
Yes.
And how has motherhood, I mean, like you said, you've been a business owner for 13 years, and how has being a mother changed the way you look at owning a business?
It's changed it in a lot of ways. I think the most common is I see myself thinking more about the future. Because, you know, you want to, I used to be like, oh, live in the moment and more carefree, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like I love that part about myself, and I'm very carefree and I love to be present and live in the moment.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as your child is growing, you're thinking that, okay, what is going to happen when she's out of here? And, you know, we're creating and molding this little human to, you know, reach out there and get out in the world and create something for herself. Like, this is what we're doing, but we're also instilling in her that this is what mommy and daddy do. We're building something for ourselves that we're passionate about, but you need to understand that you need to build something for yourself. And we're not going to, like, you know, push her and force her to do anything, of course, but we're definitely making her realize, yeah, it's, you're always thinking about what's in it for her, and what is she going to get out of it in 5 years? And are we spending enough time with her? And we're always hustling here and there, but she comes everywhere with us. She's here now, and she comes to our meetings with us, and she's hearing, you know, how important it is and how the struggle is of being an entrepreneur. And so that's really the beautiful thing in doing what you love and having that freedom. When you have a child, they're with you. You have the ability and the freedom to have your children with you. And I think that is just, it's sad because I feel like not enough kids spend enough time with their parents.
Totally.
Now more than ever. So that is not our problem.
Yeah. But it's such a cool experience for them. I mean, I know that, you know, Allison is she's obviously out for the summer, and I decided to keep her home with me rather than putting her into preschool because I'm like, I work from home, I can do this. And it was a big change because she goes everywhere with me, and we started a mom networking group, but she loves it. And she, the other day, she asked, Mom, will you be my business partner in this? And I'm like, I love how they do that. And then, you know, it's going to be a really good experience, and that you guys are doing this as a team, and that she sees you guys working with each other and building that bond. I mean, that's a huge piece of her foundation that, well,
it is
forever.
It really is, Amber. It's, you know, you think about and you reflect on, at least I do a lot, why you decide to bring a child into the world.
Yes.
I mean, that is a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
That's if you, you know, want to have a good kid, right? I mean, who doesn't want to have a good kid?
Right.
So for us, you're exactly right. I feel like she listens to everything that we say. She's around us for everything we do and how we treat each other. And so basically, you know, she's grabbing on to all of this, and she's surrounded by it. So I think what we're doing, the fact that Eric and I are creating a building together, but the fact that we're happy and we're a respectable, lovable union, and she's being raised around that, man, she's she's a very lucky girl.
Very lucky, yes. Yeah. But you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I want to interview her in 10 years when she, you know, graduates high school. Yeah. And what is she doing? How did this, you know, being, you know, growing up in an entrepreneurial household, that's all she knows. And yeah. And that's going to be, I mean, a huge piece for her. And I love, so I know that when I became a mother, it was unexpected, a happy ending, but it changed the way that I did business, and it changed the way I thought of my business. And in a way, I thought that I was losing that freedom or that flexibility because I had to adjust my business schedule and my, you know, networking and things like that. Do you think that becoming a mother and you and Eric working together has made you a stronger business owner since you've been a mother, or has it changed your life, you know, completely having that business?
Well, we were entrepreneurs before we had Ajna.
Right. So,
and we got pregnant actually at the most financially difficult part of our lives.
Okay.
So we really threw her in at the most challenging part, which is crazy. But again, very long story short, we made it work, right? And we got through it. I guess I could say that being a mother, and it all comes down to one thing, honestly, like relationships, right? Because she's around us all the time, we have a strong bond and a relationship. Because Eric and I are around each other all the time, we have a very strong bond and a very good open relationship. So being a business owner, not only you get that time, but you get to be around each other, and you get to develop and grow with each other and spend time with each other. So I think the biggest part of that is that relationship. And honestly, babe, I think that is priceless. Yeah. And I think that is almost one of my definitions of success, is having those unbreakable relationships that come along with that time and being around each other so much. So yeah, absolutely. I just think that's the most important thing, and what I'm getting out of it, being a mother with a child as an entrepreneur, is our relationship.
Yeah.
So strong. Yeah.
Well, and you know, everything that you and Eric have been through, I mean, and you and I have known each other for a long time, so I know a lot of the story, but I think that, you know, as other mothers that, you know, starting a freelance business or in business, they may not understand the value of that support at home as much as they should, because having that, you know, supportive spouse is a really big piece of being successful and believing in yourself and thriving and building that relationship, whether you guys are working together or you are doing your own things or one's still corporate. I mean, whatever it is, I love that it's that relationship, because you have to have that. You have to have that support.
You do. And I think when you're married, and let's say you're an entrepreneur, or you aspire to be an entrepreneur, or just do something that's out of the box and just follow your passion. And if your spouse isn't, you know, it's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's definitely challenging. Especially if that spouse does not support you and encourage you and believe in you and maybe help fund a few things and understand that, you know what, you're not going to get paid for a while. There's a lot of sacrifice that comes along with being an entrepreneur, as you know. And you know, everything wasn't great for us either in the beginning. Right. We worked so hard with communication is key, and respecting each other and understanding where each other's coming from. And also understanding that, okay, your gifts and talents are this, like you said earlier, your strengths and weaknesses are this, yours are this, and understanding that, okay, like what I do is very artistic, it's very time consuming, right? So it's a lot of my time and artistic energy that goes into what I do. And for him, it's very different. He is the numbers guy, and he's thinking about money and budgeting and 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. And he has this vision and I'm, you know, I need to respect that vision. And then of course he has to respect that, okay, I see you, but that's going to take a lot of time because I'm the one, you know, doing the artistic things that take a lot of time. So we definitely have to, you know, really respect and understand each other, where each other's coming from. That's huge. But yeah.
A lot of those little like skill sets you continue to work on, and you know, that you have to be open with each other and transparent.
Oh yes, absolutely. And definitely, you know, expressing the way you're feeling. And okay, like I see, you know, that you have to just talk. You just have to talk it out. Because there's all these, I'm thinking of all these examples that have come up recently. And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. All we had to do though, really, is just talk it out. And just really try to understand each other, where each other's coming from. So
definitely. And that, you know, that communication, I know, as, you know, running a business with a partner, I mean, having, you're going to have uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to talk about things that, you know, you don't want to talk about, and you're going to have to share your feelings, whether it's embarrassing, dumb, hurt, whatever it is, whatever that feeling is, you know, you have to voice it. And I know, like, I think that that's a fear for people to get started in their own business if they have a partner, is that communication and, you know, that trust. And I think if you have that trust in that person, those skill sets continue to grow. You know, you're not always going to communicate perfectly. You're not always going to understand or agree with each other, but you have that trust and that respect. And again, it goes back to building that foundation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the other thing too, about what it is that we've created and what we're building with Ventra, is not everybody's married.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's being able to go to a space or a place where you can relate to others and you can talk to other business owners and talk about their story and how they got through it. And so if you're a single mom, or you have a spouse and he's just, or he or she has a job and that's all, and they're okay with being, having a job, which is completely fine. I think there's people that are meant to be entrepreneurs and there's people that are okay with being employees, and either is fine. But if you need that connection and that shoulder and just a place to go, that's what we, that is part of what we've created with Ventra. It's funny because there's been a few times where I've had a down day or I've had a down morning and I'm beat down and I have a lot on my plate and I'm just not in the mood to show up and just be happy and inspiring, you know? And it's just not always gonna be perfect, you know? But every time I show up to this energy projects and I get there, I start talking to other people and they start talking and helping me. So it's funny because, you know, we created this to help others.
Yeah.
But it's helping us too. Like, again, it's our, you know, our hashtag, our tagline is Together We Rise. We're not doing it for other people. People are helping us too. And we're all helping each other, get through this, and because it's never going to be easy all the time.
Right. Yep. It's never going to be easy and it's never going to be perfect. And
nope.
Allowing yourself that grace in either situation is really important to be able to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So a big question.
Yeah.
What has been one of the biggest obstacles that you guys have encountered in your journey so far?
Oh, geez. I know. Let me think. The biggest obstacle? I like to keep it real. And it's going to be funding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually the biggest obstacle with most startups, with most entrepreneurs that don't have that perfect credit, or obviously they don't have a business yet, so they don't have business credit.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with borrowing money when the interest rate is outlandish and borderline usury.
Right.
So, you know, it's just true because that's what's out there. It's right. Really hard for business owners to get what they need. VCs are really hard to attract unless, you know, you're looking to get $100,000. And because we're in that situation right now where we're looking for angel investors and we don't need a lot of money. but we, you know, we could use some capital.
Right.
But that's probably has been the largest obstacle through the last 13 years for us, is having that, that capital that you need to either get through those downtimes or during growth. So, which is another thing that we will someday implement into Ventra, is we would love to be able to provide that funding for business owners.
That's awesome. So others can follow their dreams and create their success as well.
Yeah. We would be happy to fund people's dreams and help them in whatever way that we can. That's one of our goals, I guess, over the next few years, is to be able to be a company that gives back in that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And what's one piece of advice that you would give to another, whether it's a mom, a individual that is looking at starting their own business?
One piece of advice would be to know deep down that it's possible. Anything is possible, and that we all have the potential. We just have to apply ourselves and educate ourselves, develop relationships with each other or with people that know or that are going through it and that have gone through it. Find it. I have a lot of advice, Amber. A lot.
Share away.
Gosh, just never stop learning, because, you know, things change literally every single day. And ask questions. If you want to become a seamstress, figure out the best and newest technology that you can. And because everything is changing and growing literally every single day. But most of all, I think honestly is that inner confidence, right? But I know that confidence is going to build the more you create and the more you do and put yourself out there, is to really, really try your hardest to develop relationships with people. And because honestly, through everything that we've gone through, even through our successes and through our setbacks and failures, the one thing that has remained consistent and the most important is our relationships with the people in our lives, like you. Right? Because think about it.
Yeah.
How long have we known each other? We've known each other for like, 10 years?
I think it was before that, because I think I was at Woman Of in my corporate job when we first met. So, and I've been on my own for 10 years. So, I mean, you know, we're like probably when you guys first, you know, at least 12 years. So, I mean, yeah.
That's right. That's true. That's so true. So longer than that. So because of that connection.
Yep.
And that our desire to stay connected, because we're entrepreneurs, right? That energy, that exchange of energy, and the fact that we're sort of trying to get up there, you know, and we're building and creating, and that connection that we have, we're here today.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's just planting those seeds. Like, you never know. I mean, like, I did not know networking at L Group, you know, 12 years ago was going to change my life so much. Like, I had no clue the impact and those relationships with the women I've, you know, have remained friends with, and they were mentors for me, and I'm sure for you as well. And so, yeah, you never know where life is going to take you. So by keeping those relationships strong and, you know, always keeping that kind of top of mind, I think, I mean, that's the key to
building. Exactly. And we live in an age now or an era of distraction. And if you're not in front of my face, not you, but if people or businesses are not in front of your face, they're going to get forgotten.
Yeah.
And we don't want that to happen. Obviously, we all don't want to be forgotten, but it's also understanding that you've got to stay in front of people. You've got to be in their feed. They've got to be following you, and you need to have an app right? Which is why we created the Venture Loyalty app, because we're literally putting your business into people's pockets so that they don't forget about you, because they can't. That's what we need to survive. Like, that's again what we're on this together. So it's really a collaborative effort for all of us entrepreneurs to come together and to help each other as much as we possibly can, for sure.
Definitely. So do people have to be in Colorado to download the app, to be a part of Ventra, to get the quarterly magazines? How, if people want more information? How do they do it?
Okay, the magazine is digital, so anybody can view it anywhere around the world. It is a global, it's a globally viewed magazine because of that reason. So that is just Ventra, V-E-N-T-R-E, magazine.com. So anybody, it's free to view, so anybody can look at it, download it if you wish and look at it. If you, right now, Ventra, we're Colorado-based, but the system is set up to be national. So that, of course, is our goal, to grow nationally and perhaps internationally, because obviously there's small businesses all around the world. Yeah. So as far as the app goes, so we are a Denver-based organization, as you know, but we are about 60 members, and it goes all the way from Fort Collins to Highlands Ranch, but we're literally growing on a weekly basis. Any entrepreneur is welcome to come to our synergy groups. However, we do not permit MLMs or direct sales to our synergy groups, nor are they permitted to join Ventra. So
business focus, that entrepreneur.
Yep, exactly. And that was, of course, voted by the members. So yeah. Anyone can attend our launch parties, which are quarterly. And anyone can come to those. They're pretty fabulous. And we have a calendar of events on our website. Okay. The website is ventra.xyz, ventre.xyz. And the app, as far as the app goes, again, that's just as we grow, the app's going to grow. Yep. But for now, if you are located in Denver, I would absolutely get the app, because you can save 10% for $10. So anybody can buy the app and become an app user.
Okay.
However, if you want your business listed on the app, then you have to become a member of Ventra.
Okay. And all that information's on the website, how they can become a member?
Yes, absolutely. And it's so easy. So, of course, however, we really like to meet our business owners. That's obviously that relationship piece. But most people attend the Synergy Projects, and then they can see and feel the difference. And we did have one lady, however, she did just up and join because she saw the magazine, and she's like, oh my God, your magazine's so gorgeous. I just joined after I saw the magazine. And I'm like, wow, shoot, that worked.
That was easy.
She's like, I just love your magazine so much. I just wanted to join. I'm like, okay, whatever works for you. So everybody's different. So that's good. The other thing too is, no matter what kind of business owner you are, no matter where you're at, you're going to get something different from Ventra.
Yeah.
It could be just a new relationship. It could be the app. It could be just being able to network with other business owners and get that education and insight that you need to keep your business going. So it has definitely had a different impact on all of our members.
I love it. Oh, well, I am so excited to see where you guys go. And thank you so much for joining us today. And I will make sure to put the link in the video. If you guys have questions, want to learn more about Teresa and Ventra, please reach out to her. Her and her husband are amazing. So I'm so happy to have had this time with you today.
Thank you, Amber. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate your time. And I love what you're doing. And I think it's pretty spectacular. And I'm just so glad and grateful that we've stayed connected all through these years. And I look forward to seeing what you have in store in your future as well. Anything I can do, please let us know.
Thank you so much, Teresa. And if you want to learn more about starting your own business, freelance tips, and just doing it, go to socialspeaknetwork.com underneath the tab Elevate. Thank you.